We're going to do Daf Zayin and Pesachim today. The Gemara beforehand has been talking about when are you actually mevatel the chametz? Because the Gemara suggested either we do the bittel at night when we do the bedika. The Gemara suggested, why don't you do it later in the day? And the Gemara says, because if you wait too long in the day, it might be that it's already aser midrabanan, and once it's aser midrabanan, the chametz is out of your rishus, and you can't be mevatel it anymore. In fact, the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that even if you try to use chametz that is aser midrabanan to do kedushin, the kedushin is not chal. But the point is that once it's aser midrabanan, it's already too late to do the bedika. So, the Gemara's question now, we're going to start from six lines from the top where it says, "Ulubasi yisura laimatzim avatale." So you're trying to tell me that once chametz becomes aser, b'derabanan de'araisa, whatever it is, that once it's aser, you're not able to be mevatel anymore. So b'hatani, we learned in a brisa, hayosha b'beis hamedrash. If a person is sitting in the beis hamedrash, v'niskos sheyesh lachametz b'sayach beisa, and then he realizes, then he remembers that he has chametz in his house, mevatloi b'liboy, you're able to do the bittel even in your lave. You're able to say that it's batel, it's kafa da'ara. But here's the point: echad Shabbos ve'echad yontif. Whether it's Shabbos, on Shabbos or Yontif, you're able to do this bittul. So now, Bishloim is Shabbos. I understand the case that it's Shabbos. Mishkachas lokagon shechal arbo asoli yoyis b'Shabbos. I understand that if Erev Pesach comes out to be on Shabbos, so now it's Shabbos, and you can't do anything else. All you're able to do is you're able to do the bittul. Ali Yontif basari surahu. But if you're talking about on Yontif, when did this happen? Yontif means it's already Pesach, so it's already after the Isser. So how could you do the bittul? And we just said, according to the Gemara before, that once it's past the time that it's mutter, you're not able to do a bittul anymore. So the Gemara answers, "I'm a Ravacha bar Yaakov Hocha b'Tamid Yoisha l'fnei Rabbi Yoskida." Here we're talking about somebody who is in the Beis Medrash in front of his Rebbe, is not able to leave, and it's not chametz yet. The Nizkar Sheyesh la'Isa Megugelas, and he remembers that he has dough in his house that is about to become chametz. And we're afraid that it may turn into chametz, and then once it does turn into chametz, you're not able to be mevatel anymore. So what he does is kadam mevatel. So he goes ahead and he's mevatel the dough from his rishos and makes it hefker the kamed tachmitz before it becomes chametz, and then it's mutter. In other words, once a taka becomes chametz and it's usher and it's in his rishos, there's nothing he can do about it anymore. But before it becomes chametz, it's not usher to him. So of course he's able to be mevatel, and that's the case even on yontif. You're able to do that if it's not chametz yet. Dekanami, and I'll prove it to you from the lashon of the brisa itself that we're talking about that it's not chametz. Diktani hayoyishay v'seich beis hamedrash. Because it says the case is that he's sitting in the base measure. Shema mino, that's a good raya. So Rashi explains that the word is that since that it has to be the type of case that there's nothing interfering with his ability to be able to mevatel it, except for the fact that he can't get there. So it's not because it is chametz, because if it's already chametz, then there's nothing he can do about it, and it doesn't matter that he's in the base measure. So why give a case where he's just inhibited from being able to get to the chametz? Must be that's the point. The point is that it's not chametz yet, and it's just that he can't get there on time. So mamela, that's why. And the chiddush is that you're able to mevatel it before it becomes chametz. But the Gemara Lamaskana agrees that once it becomes aser behana, becomes aser after the time that you're allowed to, that chametz is mutter anymore, bittul is not going to work. And the Gemara continues as follows: Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rab, hapas she'ifsha. Now, let's say you have bread that seems to be swelling, and the problem is that once it rises, it could be chametz. So, is it chametz or not? Kivan sherob sa matzah. So, in the Havamina of the Gemara, we think like this: since the basket that this dough is now in, is used primarily for matzah muter, so we're going to assume that it's matzah and it's mutter. Now, that's very difficult to understand. Hey chidami, what's the case over here that we give the benefit of the doubt to allow it to be chametz even though there's a suffix? What's the case? If you know that it's chametz, just because you know that this basket is used mostly for matzah, what does that help? If this is chametz, it doesn't matter that yesterday you used it for matzah, that most of the time you use it for matzah. So it has to be the case that you don't know whether this particular piece of dough is chametz or matzah. And we say, okay, fine, since most of the time it's matzah, we'll agree that it's matzah. So the Gemara says, my ira ki rav sa matzah. What does it help that most of the time you used it matzah? Afilu ki loy rav sa matzah. Even if most of the time it wasn't necessarily used for matzah, Nami Mezo Basar Basra. What we should do is we should look at this basket and say, what was the last thing this basket was used for? If it's used last for matzah, so then we say the dough in here is matzah. If it was used last for chametz, then we should say the dough in here is chametz. Not necessarily what most of the time, most of the days of the year it is. What difference does it make what most of the time it is? It should look at what have I been using this basket for lately? And I'll prove it to you that we care about what is going on lately and not just generally what most of the time happens. Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah as follows? Very interesting case. Mois Shenimtsu Lifnei Soichrei Behemo. If you have money that in front of the sellers of animals. So now what happens is that people used to take their money, and if they weren't able to bring it to Yerushalayim, they weren't able to eat the money as Maaser Sheni ahead of time, they used to give it to people in Yerushalayim to buy animals for and bring as karbonis, so as a shlomim. So money that you find, if you walk into a store that's selling animals that are kosher for karbonis, so the money that we find over there in this store is considered Maaser. We consider that money meiser because that's what most people use their money meiser money for. Bahar Habayis, however, if you're walking on the Har Habayis itself and you find money on the floor, chulin, it's considered chulin. And the Gemara then another third case is Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, if you're stam walking through the streets in Yerushalayim, b'shas haregel, if it's during Yontif time when everybody's coming and everybody's carrying their meiser money with them, meiser. So if it's during the Yontif time, so we consider most of the money on the floor, then it's probably Meiser. B'shar Yomais Hashanah, but during the regular days of the year, most of the money in Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim itself, as Chulin is regular money, is not considered necessarily Meiser. Now, what do we see from this price? So we see that everything depends on what season it is. So we look at where we are right now. V'amar Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira, my time. Why do we say that we look at Yerushalayim the way it is today? In other words, if it's on Yontif, then it's Meiser. If it's during the rest of the year, it's not Meiser. So we look at what is on the floor today. My time. Since the streets of Yerushalayim are swept every day, so Alma, what do we see? Aminun kama kamayos. We say the money that was there yesterday is not here anymore. And these are different money, meaning they fell today. So what do we see? We see that we care about what's going on now. We don't care about historically what most of the time it's like. If it's during the regular, if it's Chol HaMoed today, then we care about what it is today. We don't care about what happens, you know, 300 other days of the year. So here also, Hachanami Nemo. So over here by the bread, what difference does it make what this basket is used for most of the year? Nemo, Kama Kama Ozli. Whatever was there yesterday is not here anymore. V'hai Deha Idnahu. And this piece of dough that's in the basket should be whatever counts for today. It shouldn't matter what you have there generally. So, in other words, we should go with the expression of the Gemara is Basar Basar. We should go whatever was being used for last, not just roiv of what it was used for in general. So, if so, how come over here we follow the general rule and we say it depends what you use this basket for mostly Basar roiv? The Gemara answers Shani Hocha. Over here it's different. Ifusha Muchia Chale. Over here the fact that it's swelling, so that's more of an indication that it's been sitting around for a while. It's not something that we put in today. If it was something that you could arguably make the argument that it was here today, so then in the Chalami you say, I don't care what I did yesterday. Now I care what it is today. But this, by the fact that it's swelling, is an indication that it's been here for a while. So if it's been here for a while, then we can't say that it's a today factor. We have to look at it as a general factor. And general factor, we should depend on what the roiv is. So the Gemara says, one second. If you're saying that it's so swelled up that you can tell that it's been sitting over here, could rub some matzah might have it. The other way around is a problem. So the fact that you use this mostly for matzah shouldn't be a good indication either. Now you should say, well, if it's so swelled up, then it's probably for sure chametz. It should be that itself should be a raya that it's chametz. Forget about the fact that what it's used for generally or what it's used for yesterday. Now you just look at it and you can tell it's chametz. So Amarabba Loitema Sharibsa Matzah, don't say that it was used mostly for matzah, because then a chanami, that's not going to help you anymore if you have this swelled up, potentially chametz that go in here. Ela'ema Sharobu Yemei Matzah Oleg. What it means is like this, that many days of Pesach have transpired since the last use of this basket. So Rashi explains what that means is, and since so many days of Pesach gone by, you have to assume that the person did the Bedika Erev Pesach and saw that it was swelling, and even so it was matzah, so it continues to be matzah today. You're right, this piece of dough has been sitting here for a while, it's bread, I should say. It's been sitting here for a while. So Erev Pesach, we saw that it was matzah, so it wasn't a problem. So the fact that it's sitting here today also should be considered matzah. But then that's why it's important to know what we used it most of the time for. Because if it was used most of the time for matzah, we assume that it was checked and it was already deemed to be matzah, and it's not going to be a problem. Just interesting aside, Rabbi Nachmanel explains that the Rabbi Yumei Matzah means that we're talking about it's after Pesach already, and now we want to know whether this was Chametz Sha'over or Lava Pesach, whether this was Chametz from before Pesach. We say, no, since if Pesach came and went, we can assume that over Pesach it was Matzah, so it's not going to be a problem anymore at all, and it doesn't matter what it is today. Since Pesach came and went, over Pesach we can assume that it was Matzah and it wasn't Chametz, it wasn't a problem at all. That's what Rabbi Nachmanel learns the Pshat in the Gemara. But again, Rashi learns that since it's many days into Pesach, you can assume that it was checked before Pesach, and we confirmed that it was matzah, not chametz, so it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, "I hachi pshita." Well, if that's the case, that we say that it was for sure matzah, it was checked that it was matzah, so what's the problem over here? What's the suffix? The Gemara answers, "Like tricha di fusha meruba." Over here, the problem is that this is swelling quite a bit. So if it's swelling a little bit, okay, fine, something starts to swell, we don't have to worry about it, it's matzah already, it's not a problem. But over here, it's an exaggerated swelling, so now there really could be a chametz sticker problem. So we say, so you might think that since we see it swelling a lot, so we say, well, then in that case, it must be real chametz, because if it was matzah, it wouldn't swell so much. Kamash Malon, no, there's another, so that's why we have to teach us this another explanation. Since so many days of Pesach went, and every day you're using this basket as your bread basket, as your matzah basket, and they baked matzah every day, Amrina kol yomi v'yomi, every day nama chamima ofo, that you baked hot bread, hot matzah, the shadar alayu, and you added it, and you put it into that basket, v'ofshot tvei, and that's what made it swell more. So, in other words, if you have something that's already swelling, even if it's halachically matzah, and you add other hot matzah on it, so the heat will make the existing matzah swell a little bit more. And that's why, and we're allowed to rely on that to assume that since it was matzah, most of the time it's used for matzah, so this piece of swelled up bread also is matzah as well. However, if you didn't have that roiv, then it would be a problem, and you wouldn't know what to do. So over here, the Gemara is saying that if you have a roiv that it's matzah, you can assume that this swelled up piece is matzah as well. Okay, so now the Gemara says, well, so it seems that we're going basar basar, that we care about what you've been using it for last. It's not for the fact that this special case over here, there's an indication that it's been sitting around for a while. So you're saying, as it, otherwise in general, we do consider what this item was used for last. But Hatanya, we have a different price. Rabbi Yossi taught us. You had a box, you have a wallet, that you keep money in there, that sometimes you have chulin money and sometimes you have meiser money. And you want to know whether the last dollar that you pulled out of that wallet, is it meiser or is it regular money? So imro chulin chulin. So we say if the wallet is used mostly for chulin, so then this dollar also is chulin. Imro meiser, meiser. But if mostly used for meiser money, so then this money is also meiser. Va'amai. So the Gemara says, according to what we just said, that all we care about is what I used it for last, what difference does it make what I used it for generally? Lazel, basar basar. Why don't we just look and see what I used it for last? The last money I put in was meiser, so then this money should be meiser also. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is the first Teretz Hachav of my Askin Yigun Shnishdam Shaboy Mois Chulin Umois Meiser. Here we're talking about a wallet, a box that has both Meiser and Chulin in it. Use it for both. There's no last, there's no first. Many a day is in a hand of siphon. You don't even know which one was here last, which one you used it for. You could use it for either one. So now you say, well, let's look at Roiv. Let's look at what you do most of the time. Most of the time you use it for Chulin. Fine, so this is Chulin also likely, because I have no idea what I used it for last. That's the first Teretz of Gemara. Rav Zvid Amar Kagan Shnishdam Shabob Tzibur and Tziburi. Rav Zvid said, no, the case is that you actually use this box for both Meiser and Chulin at the same time. And you have one side of the box is used for this, one side of the box is used for that, and they're both there at the same time. So there is no last, what I used for last. And here the problem is the money's kind of mixed up in the middle, and you don't know which pile it fell from, the left side or the right side. So now you have a problem, so you say, okay, whatever Roiv is, I'll follow the Roiv, and that's what this money is. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa gives the third Teretz going to Ashkach Begumo, that the money that we're mesupik about, the money that we're unsure about, is money that was stuck in a corner someplace. So now it doesn't matter what money was there last or what money is used there most of the time, because that coin could have been sitting there forever. It could have been sitting there through many uses. So now I have no idea. You can't look at what I used it for last because it doesn't necessarily come from my last use. So now it depends on what I use this box or this wallet for most of the time. If most of the time I was chulin money in there, we can continue to assume that this coin also ended up in the corner because of chulin. And then the other way around is also true. Whatever you used mostly for, so whatever stuck there, it doesn't matter what you used it for last. It matters what you used it mostly for, because that's where that money probably came from. Okay, so that's the sugya of Roiv and Basra. Now the Gemara goes back to the famous sugya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Abayde Tzar Sheyivarech. Everybody agrees that when you do bedikas chametz, you have to make a baruch. You have to make a bracha. Because like any other mitzvah before, or almost every other mitzvah, before you do the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Mai mevarech. So the Gemara wants to know what bracha, what is the proper lashon of the bracha. Rav Papi, Amar Mishmei de Rava. Rav Papi says in the name of Rava, liva er chametz. You say, Asher kedishanah b'mitzvah sevetzivanu, liva er chametz, on the fact that I'm going to destroy, get rid of the chametz. Rav Papa, Amar Mishmei de Rava. Rav Papa argues and says, I'll be your chametz. The bracha that you make is, I'll be your chametz, that the chametz is going to be destroyed. So, we have a machlokes al and li. So the Gemara says, b'livayer kulei amaloi pligi. Everybody agrees that if I make the bracha livayer, there's no argument, it means that I am going to destroy, the chametz is going to be destroyed. That lashon of the bracha, for sure, would be a proper lashon that should work. So when does a papi and the papa argue about the other lashon is ba'al bir? They argue about whether al bir is a proper lashon to indicate that it's going to, that I'm going to do the mitzvah. Mar savamei kara mashma. One, the papi says no. The problem of al bir is that it sounds like I already did the mitzvah, and that's not the way. That's not when we make the bracha. We make the bracha before, not after. Mar savamei, and Rav Papa argues and says l'habal mashma that the al bir also means that I'm going to do the mitzvah in the future, and therefore al is an appropriate lashon. Okay, so we have a machlekes. The Gemara says, "Meisvei, I'll ask you a contradiction. We have by the mitzvah of milah, baruch hasher kedishanu b'mitzvah tzivanu al hamilah. The lashon that we make, the lashon that we say when we make a bris milah is al hamilah, and we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. So we see that al is a proper way to indicate I'm going to do the mitzvah." The Gemara says, no, chosam hechineme. Over there you have a problem because you don't have another way to say it. Name a lomul. If you're going to suggest that the person, the moyel, making the bracha before he does the mila is going to say the word lomul, it's not enough that he should do the mila, meaning the moyel, it's not his mitzvah, it's not his obligation to do the mila. It's not his mitzvah, it's the father's mitzvah. So how could the moyel make say the lashon of lomul, that I am mitzvah to do the milah? It's not his mitzvah, so it's not an appropriate lashon. So therefore, he cannot say lomul. He has to say al hamilah. Oh, so the Gemara says the name of so Aviya ben Ma'ikalameima. But the father of the son, when he makes the bracha, he should say lomul because it is his mitzvah. Because your whole argument is it's not my mitzvah, but by the father of the son, it is his mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Anachanan, you're right, the father of the son could theoretically say Lamul because it is his mitzvah. Maskana, we say Loi Plug, we say that everybody says Al Hamila because the Moyel, who generally does it, it's not his mitzvah, so he can't say Lamul. But we don't have a raya whether Al Hamila is a good Lashon necessarily, because the Moyel was forced to say Al Hamila. He didn't have the option. Alright, so I'll give you another example, similar. When somebody is shechting an animal before, so you could eat it, he says al hashchita. He doesn't say lishchoit. The Gemara says, how some nami over there? It's also the same problem. Hey, chanami, what do you want to say? Name of lishchoit, that he's mitzuvah, that he's commanded to shecht? Who says he has to shecht? I don't have to shecht. I don't have to eat the meat in the first place. Who says I have no mitzvah to shecht? I have no, it's not my obligation to shecht. So I can't say lomul, so that's why I'm stuck with the only proper expression is to say al hashchita. But when I bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, it is my obligation to make sure the animal is shechted. I do have to shecht. So I should say lishchot. So the Gemara says the same thing. And Hanami, you're right. When it's my mitzvah to shecht, I could say lishchot once again, but as a general rule, we say al hashchita, so everybody says al hashchita. A third raya. Neisvei. I'll bring you another kash on the mandiyama that says that you have to say, lish livar. Neisvei. Ha'oisa luluv la'atmoi. Somebody who actually makes a lulav, meaning that he puts together the hadasim and the aravos, and he makes a lulav for the mitzvah, he makes a shechiyanu. We do it l'maisa when we pick up the luluf the first time. But the way the Gemara puts it is when you put the luluf together for the first time, you make the shachyaru. Now, not a lot says boy. When you pick it up to be yotze, sounds like you're going to be yotze the mitzvah. Once again, you see the lashon al, so it sounds like you're making the bracha before you do the mitzvah, and you said al netilas luluf. So the Gemara answers, shani hasam to be idna de agva nafik bay. Now the reason why over there by luluf he's saying al, which is also an expression of I was yotze already in the past, is because that's actually the truth. The second I pick up the luluf, I was already really yotze the mitzvah of picking up a luluf. So when I'm making the bracha, I'm making the bracha on the fact that I was yotze already and to do the mitzvah a little bit more. So that's why I say al netilas luluf, not linto luluf. So ihachi lotzeis boy. So if so, if your argument is that I already was yotze when I picked it up, so why does the Mishnah say that I picked it up to be yotze? No, yotze by me by lay. What I should say is, once I was yotze with it, this is the lashon that I say. So it's the wrong expression. The Mishnah is just not saying that. Saying it as it is, I'm not saying it correctly. The Gemara says, "Anachanami, you're right. You're right. It should say losay. It should say yotzeboy. It should say I was already yotze. But there's a second half of this Mishnah, and the second half of this price is what makes me use this expression. I will be yotze as opposed to I was yotze. Mishum de kaboy lemisnei sefer, because we have to say the end of the Mishnah is talking about leishev the sukkah that I'm going to sit in the sukkah." So Tananami Resha, Lotzei's place at the beginning of the Mishnah also uses that lashon of I'm going to be yotze the luluf. Now where is that expression in by the sukkah? The Tzadi say, because the end of this particular brisa says, oh, it's a sukkah, somebody who builds a sukkah for himself, Ba'atzmai, for himself. So again, you make the Shech Yenu when you build the sukkah. Again, we don't do this, but that's the way the brisa says. Nichnas leishevah. Now you're going into the sukkah. You haven't sat in it yet on Yantiv, but now you're going in to sit in it for the first time. Oimer baruch hashem kedishanim tzitzvanu leishev ba sukkah. So you say leishev ba sukkah. So since over there at the end of the brisa, it's going to talk about a sukkah before you do the mitzvah. So to by luluf, since it's in the same brisa, also we talk about you're going to make the bracha before you are yotze the mitzvah of luluf. But anachanami, if you haven't been yotze, but really the case of luluf is you're saying al netilas luluf because of the fact that you say al netilas luluf because of the fact that you already were really yotze. We just talk about the fact that you're going to be yotze because the end of the verse is talking about you're going to be yotze the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. But even with all that, so we really don't have a raya one way or the other. Although the Mishnah, the Gemara does seem to indicate that we're bringing three rayas against the Man D'Yomar that says Levayer Dafka, because we have three places where we do say Al Amila, Al Ashchita, and Al Netilas Luluf. So therefore the Gemara says Vehochza Al Biyur Chometz. So we paskin that you could say Al Biyur Chometz, and that's Lemaisa. So according to Tosfos, you could say either Loshin, but Lemaisa we paskin that you do say Tosfos either way, but we do say Al Biyur Chometz. Just an interesting point that the Ri says, but this is very complicated halachas, and the Ri says I don't understand why we pick the lashonis of the brachas that we do pick. In any event, so the maskanas of Gemara, the Gemara clearly paskins that we could say al bir chometz. Now, the kulei alma miya meikara be'inon lebruche. But everybody agrees that the whole machlokes over here is only whether or not the bracha is appropriate because you're going to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So where do we see this business? Where do we see this concept that you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah? Minolon, how do we know this? My answer is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. All mitzvahs generally, when you do them, mevarich over la'asiyos, and you have to make the bracha before you do the act of the mitzvah. So therefore, over here also, you make the bracha before you do the beer. My mashma d'hai over lishem v'akdu mehu. Now, why does he use this expression of over la'asiyos and before? Over usually means in the past. Where do we see that the lashon of over means before? You should pass it up, meaning you should pass the mitzvah. You should pass the bracha before you pass the actual mitzvah. Where do we see that it means to come beforehand? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzvak Amar Kro, because the pasuk uses that expression. Vayaretz achima, it's derech hakikar, vayavar es hakushi. And it says this is talking about when Avshalom, when the two people running achimatz and this messenger were going to tell David HaMelech that Avshalom was nifter. So it says that achimatz ran past the kushi. The kushi was the shliach. And he ran past him. Vayavar means that he ran past him, meaning to get ahead of him. So we see the concept of vayavar means to be ahead of. So to over here also, oivir l'asiyos means ahead of doing the mitzvah. That's the first pasuk. Abaye Amar Mehacha. Abaye brings a different raya because it says Hu Aver Letzmehem. This is talking about where Yaakov Avinu was bringing his children to meet Esav. So it says that he went in front of them. So once again, Yaakov passed Lakdume to go in front of them. So what the word Avar means to be in front. The Ibai Sema, third tariff says Mehacha Vayavar Malachim Letznei Hashem. Letznehem. Vayavar Malachim Letznehem. This is talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us back for Mashiach, that the kings are going to go in the front of Klal Yisrael, but Hashem Bereshim, and Hashem is going to be in the front. But in any event, it uses the word Vayavar, that Malachim, that the kings are going to go in front of. So we see once again that it means in front of, ahead of time. So too, when we do a bracha, we do the bracha over lasiyasa, means ahead of time, in front of doing the mitzvah. Okay, by Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav Amri, they used to say like this, that the concept of making the bracha ahead of doing the mitzvah applies to all mitzvahs, chutz minatzilah, except for when a person going to the mikvah, the shofar, and when a person is blowing shofar, they don't make the bracha till afterwards. So the Gemara says, one second, bishlam betfilah, I understand that you don't make the bracha before you actually go to the mikvah, because the whole reason you're going to the mikvah is because you're not tahar, so I understand you have a problem, so you're not appropriate yet to make the mitzvah, make the bracha. So that's why you go to the mikvah first and then you make the bracha. Ela shofar my taima. So why is shofar the mitzvah that you do the mitzvah first and then you make the bracha? And if you're afraid because you might make the bracha and then it turns out that you're not going to blow shofar properly, so I don't want to make the bracha in case it doesn't work out right. So by shechita milo also I have the same problem. I don't know for sure that I'm going to do the shechita properly. It could be a trefil. So why am I making the bracha before I do the act? It could be that the act is not being performed properly. So and since that's not true by shechita, and I make the bracha ahead of time, so too by tkiya I can make the bracha ahead of time. So the Gemara says you're right. Elo Amar Rav Chista Chutz Min Atzilah Bilvad. By Tzilah also is the only place where you make the bracha only after you go to the mikvah. Rashi says the case of going to the mikvah over here, for example, is a Baal Keri, somebody who can't say brachas until they go to the mikvah. Tosfos says it's talking about more by a ger, for example, that's coming to be megayer, so he's not a yid yet. So he's not a yid, so of course he can't make a bracha b'tzivanu, so that's why he has to go to the mikvah first before he can say the bracha. Itmar. We learned also, Tanya Rami Yochi, we learned in a brisa similar to this, Tovau, that tefillah is the only case where you make the bracha after you perform the mitzvah. Tovau, if a person went to the mikvah v'ola, and then he comes out, so now he's tar, ba'ali yosai, when he's coming out of the mikvah, oimer, that's when he says, baruch hasher k'dishanu b'mitzvah b'tzivanu, al ha-tefillah. So there's no argument about the lashon. The lashon is al ha-tefillah. The only issue is here, when do you say the bracha? So he says you say the bracha after you perform the mitzvah, and that only applies by milah. Okay, then the Gemara says very quickly, the Gemara says la'or aner. The last part is that we say in the Mishnah that you have to do the bedikah using a candle. You know, immediately, how do we know that you use a candle to do the bedikah? We learn metziah and metziah. The word metziah in the context of Bedika in the case in another place in the Torah where the Torah uses the word metziah, and the word metziah is also together with the loss and chippus of looking, the chippus mechippus, and when it says the word chippus, there's another place in the Torah that also uses the word chippus, but over there chippus mineris, and that pasuk where it says the word chippus, it also says the word neiris. However, veneiris miner, but once it uses the word neiris, we have another pasuk that tells us that a ner means one candle. All right, so therefore we see that when you're looking for something, you should use a candle. And how do you, the Gemara now sets up the drasha. Where do we see that you compare the looking for to other places where you're looking for something? Siv Hacha says in the parsha of Pesach, Shivas Yavasar, lo yimotzi, you're not allowed to find chametz. Vivotechem in your houses. Siv Hacha, and it says by the Shvatim when Binyamin. When Yosef was looking for his cup that was in Binyamin's bag, it says Vayichapes begadol. The first they looked in the gadol in Reuven's bag, Hechal. That's where they started. Vekatan kala, and they finished with Binyamin. Vayimtzah, and they found the cup. Now Metziah mechipus, and over there also it says the word Metziah in the pasuk, and it also says the word Didei from that pasuk. It also starts with the word Vayichapes. Now mechipus mineiris, and we see that we use the lashon mechipus when we're using a candle. The chiv. This is talking about before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. That is going to look at Yerushalayim to see if there are veiris over there. It says, I will look in Yerushalayim veneiris with a candle. Veneiris miner, and then when it uses the word neiris, one candle, it says miner, the chsiv ner Hashem nishmas odom, that Hashem is going to use a candle to look in the neshama of each person to see if they did kol chadrei beten, to see into the depths of the person, to see whether there are any mitzvahs or veiris there. In any event, so we see that looking means using a candle. So So Rabbi Shmuel Yeshiva also taught us Leila Yudal Bakhnas Khamas Araner, that when we do Badika on the night before Pesach, we use a candle. Apa Bishain Raya Davar, even though we don't really have a raya to this in the Torah, but based on the Torah's drushas and together with the Nevi'im, it reminds us that this is the way it's supposed to be done. First, the pasuk says that you shouldn't have chametz in your house. You shouldn't find chametz in your house during Pesach. And the pasuk says that they looked in the biggest in Reuven's bag of cotton collar and they finished with Binyamin. And then it says the pasuk says in the Navi that I'm going to check Yerushalayim with candles. And it also says Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayfes. And it says that Hashem is going to check a person's neshama. Now, my va'omer, why do we need the second pasuk? Well, we already have the first pasuk that you're going to use a candle in checking Yerushalayim. You might think that the reason why Hashem is only going to use a single candle in Yerushalayim is because he really doesn't want to find our avayers. So maybe he's only using a single candle because he doesn't want to find it. Hudakamar Rahmana. That's what the Torah is saying over there. Loi bedikna love Yerushalayim benehura. I'm not going to check with a torch, because a torch will give too much light. The Nafesh Nehura, Tuva, gives it too much light, and I might find too many Averis. Dalab Nehura do Shraga, so I'm going to use a single candle in there. Hopefully, I won't find any Averis, and I won't have to destroy Yerushalayim. The Zuta Nehura, because it has less light. Fei, the oven Rabba Mashtakas, the oven Zuta Loi Mashtakas. And this way, only the big Averis I'll find if there's a problem, and the little Averis I won't find. So maybe over there, by Yerushalayim, that's why we only use a single candle, because Hashem is trying not to find things. Tashema, Ner Hashem, Nishma Sadam. Then it says no. There's another pasuk that says no, that when Hashem checks the Neshama, he uses a single candle. So we see that the idea is that we do use a single candle always. Not just when we're trying not to really do a good job, but even when we are trying to do a good job, we still use a candle. So too over here, when we're doing B'dika for Pesach, we're trying to do a good job, using a single candle is good enough, or is the way to do it, and therefore, in Yerushalayim also, therefore, also when we do Badika, we use a single candle and we do not use a torch. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mr. Shem.